Blog Talk Radio.
He had a show today. But hey, we are getting back into swing of things, so we are getting it up and running. Granny Hulkster, I know you're out there. Get back on the phone line. Get in here. Talk to me today. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting pumped. We are getting excited because, oh, that's right, tomorrow, Springfield, Missouri, Cartoons. Oh, yeah, we are getting ready. Oh, yeah, tomorrow night, Cartoons, the Adrenaline Fight League is going to be large and in charge. We are going to be at Cartoons Springfield, Missouri, with some of the hardest-hitting MMA action in the River Valley area, or whatever you want to call this area. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have a very special guest. My secret love child, ladies and gentlemen, it is Granny Hulkster.
Well, hello, Greg. How are you?
Hello, Granny Hulkster. How are you doing today?
Well, it's been a rough few months, but I'm hanging in there.
But and that's the important thing. The thing is you are hanging in there. You're still Granny Hulkster. Everybody loves you. Everybody asks about you. So, you know, be well assured that there's a lot of people out there praying and thinking about you, because we know you're having some medical issues and it's taking a little longer than anticipated getting over everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, we're here for you because, you know, you
well,
are
I appreciate that.
You are the Granny Hulkster.
Well, the one and only, as far as I know.
The one, the only. Oh, Granny Hulkster, what is going on with some of this stuff on wrestling we are seeing lately? I mean,
well, you know, I don't know, Greg. I tell you, I kind of try to watch Monday Night Raw. Sometimes I always don't get to see it, you know. But I tell you, it seems like I'm not a big Wyatt family fan. Never have really cared for the Wyatt family. And I think I'm caring for him even less, you know. It seems like old Bray Wyatt's getting all his little children or whatever you want to, you know, having the children's choir come out singing, you know, their little song that they sing, you know, and then turning up the lights and all these little kids are wearing these sheep masks, you know, and I mean, you know, I don't know. You know, I know a lot of people like Bray Wyatt, and that's fine. I mean, everybody has their favorites, and, you know, not everybody likes John Cena. I like John Cena, but that's me, you know. So, you know, everybody has their favorites, and that's fine. If, you know, they won't like Bray Wyatt, that's their business. But I think they're getting a little carried away with, you know, what they're doing, you know. The issue with Kane and Daniel Bryan, you know, I'm sorry. I think that's very, very wrong, you know. I mean, Daniel Bryan worked hard to get that championship belt, and he showed that he could do it. And I don't care what Stephanie McMahon says. You know, she can say how sorry she is, but, you know, she's the one that unleashed Kane's anger and got him back into being a wrestler again, you know. So, I mean, I just... I don't know what to think, really.
Well, you know, and that's why I kind of look at Bray Wyatt and that group kind of like the Four Horsemen back in the day. Because, you know, back in the day, the Horsemen had their closet fans, even though outward we were wanting everybody to kick the Horsemen's butt. Inside, in the closet, we were like, yeah, let's go Horsemen, you know. I admit, I was one of them, especially when it came to Arn Anderson. To this day, I still say Arn Anderson is still one of the best wrestlers never to hold a world title. But it was just one of those things that outwards, I was hoping, I was wanting them to get their butt kicks. But inside, I was like, come on, Double A, let's do this thing, you know. And it's kind of the same thing with the Wyatt family, you know. Once mm-hmm. again, that's another one of those situations. Outwardly, you know, I want Cena to just put a mud hole in him. But on the inside, I kind of dig what they're getting into, you know. It's kind of creepy, kind of eerie, but it is
weird.
What it is.
it is what it is, that's right.
But, you know. You know, you got to look at Bray Wyatt. He comes from a wrestling family, you know.
Oh, yes, he does.
I mean, his dad is Mike Rotunda, IRS, mm-hmm. Irwin, whatever you want to. And they're married in to the Wyndham family, Barry Wyndham, Blackjack Mulligan, and that. And so, I mean, he's got some good family background.
I don't deny that. I mean, you know. And they do have
for
talent,
some,
you know. Like I said, it's just a little creepy. Sometimes I just don't like the way they do things, but that's okay. That's wrestling, you know.
Whether you love them
or hate them, you know, that's just part of the business, you know. So.
And for some reason, when he was wrestling under Husky Harris, he just couldn't get over, you know. Husky Harris, what was the XT or what was the group?
Yeah, NXT. He was part of the NXT group, so.
It was, but for some reason, he just didn't go over. And I believe it was JBL was one of the first ones, the guy that says, hey, this kid can go. He is a Ferrari engine and a pickup truck body. You know, the guy can go. So we're not going to, it's just they had to find the right character to fit him, and I think they have
found it. I don't deny that one bit.
You know, and there's some good. I'm starting to get into some of these new guys that they're bringing up from NXT. You know, they had the debut of Adam Rose. He's been down in NXT. He's held just about every belt NXT has to offer, and even though he didn't wrestle Monday night, He did kind of come out there towards the end, and so he could at least be seen. So now it's just a matter of time, you know, when are we going to get him in the ring and get him going? Sheamus, new United States champion, or, you know, Intercontinental champion. I think it's time they merged those belts. I mean, they've merged the heavyweight belts, and they need to get, and like I said the other day, they need to pick one belt or the other, you know. Stop carrying both belts, pick one belt or the other, or have a completely new belt made. I don't care. Let's just get one, okay? I mean, preferably, I prefer big gold because that's just always been my favorite title belt. You know, I have a replica. And sitting here in my display cabinet. So you got that. And I think, right now, it's time that they go ahead and unify the United States and Intercontinental titles. Yeah, I mean, you got two horses. You got two. Sheamus, we know Sheamus can go. Bad News Barrett, my opinion, the jury's still out on him.
I'm not a big Bad News Barrett fan either. He's not one of my favorite people.
As long as he stops the Bad News crap and just wrestling, he's good. But I got to be that kind of good boring.
But when he starts getting up there with his little gavel and acting like a judge in a courtroom, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And now you got Rusev coming on. And what's the deal with WWE wanting everybody to just drop their names? You know, it's like, you know, like Big E Langston, you know, they dropped the Langston and now he's Big E.
Big E,
and they did
the same thing
with Antonio Cesaro, you know. That's another guy that can go. I mean, I like Antonio Cesaro. Yeah, that's another guy that I think's got a big future.
You know, there for a while when him and Swagger were having their issues, you know, I thought, well, you know, maybe Cesaro's going to become a fan favorite with everybody. You know, everybody was starting to like him, you know. And then all of a sudden he decided to hook up with the likes of Paul Heyman, you know, and become a Paul Heyman guy, you know. So that's another one that's not I'm not real favorable of is Paul Heyman. I've never really cared for Paul Heyman as long as I've watched wrestling. He's not been one of my favorite people.
No, I'm going to drop this rumor because, as you know, I patrol the wrestling sheets. Batista is about to be gone again because he's got his new movie he's got to go do the PR thing for. There's talk on the streets that Sheamus is going to do a heel turn, and they're going to bring him into Evolution to fill in for Batista when he leaves.
Oh, my. That would
be
a shocker.
Yes, I think that would be a big shocker. And, I mean, he's kind of got to end with that, too, because he was trained by Triple H.
Mm-hmm. He was.
And Triple H has always been high on Sheamus. And so, I mean, don't rule that out. So, but like I say, you got Sheamus, you got Cesaro, you got this new type of younger, newer guys that are coming in. And I think it's going to give WWE that little shot of adrenaline that they've kind of been staggering. And maybe that's why their stocks drop, because the product's getting boring and they need to start getting in some new guys. I don't know. But then you got Rusev, who's just a man beast. And
he's a monster.
So,
I mean, he's just huge.
He is huge. So it's I'm anxious to see who his first big feud is going to be. Because, you know, right now they got him against R-Truth and Xavier what's-his-name. He'll always be Truth or Consequences Creed from TNA to me, but, you know, Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods.
But, got him going. And R-Truth, hey, let's remind people, R-Truth is a former NWA World Heavyweight Champion. So R-Truth can go if they just give him a chance.
Yes, he can.
Oh. So, you know, that's you know, and as far as TNA, I think the greatest thing they did was get the Wolf. Now, I think they're already starting to use them wrong. But, you know, that's going to be TNA is just one of those things. Are they going to be able to pull it out? You know, they're trying to bring in some newer guys and they're bringing in some more Oriental wrestlers like Zanata, and who was trained by Great Muta, and so kind of anxious to see where that all goes. And of course, you got Eric Young, who I'm going to disagree with what everybody says. You know, everybody's saying the only reason they put the belt on Eric Young is because they put the belt on Bryant. Daniel Young or Eric Young has paid his dues. He has been TNA since day one.
He has.
He has been, you know, and he like Bob. You know, they cut a great promo between him and Bobby Roode last night. You know, him and Bobby Roode, tag team champions as part of Team Canada, and him and Bobby Roode have been TNA since day one. And so I think it was just time. for I think they would have put the belt on Eric Young no matter what happened with Daniel Bryan, because it was his time. And so, they're, you know, keep the belt on him for a while, let him go, let him do his thing, and let's just see what happens. MVP, they threw the curveball last night. Now they got MVP as a bad guy. So,
I heard about that. I didn't get to see TNA last night, but I'd heard that he kind of turned on Eric Young there at the end. And
I mean, I can respect what Eric Young, even though it's storyline, he's wanting to prove that he's a fighting champion, not a paper champion, like they made Magnus out to be, because basically Magnus was. I mean, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I just did not feel Magnus was the right guy to have the belt on it at this time. But right now, I don't see, outside of Samoa Joe or maybe Bobby Roode, I don't see anybody on that roster right now that I think can, you know, give them that spark, you know. Sting left, Angle's hurt, Jeff Hardy, he's doing his personality conflict with Willow, which I think is a cool character, by the way. But, like I say, I think TNA is going to be in trouble when Jeff Jarrett gets going.
Yeah, I do too. It's
his organization. I mean, they're already advertising a main event for his first event. According to things I'm reading, the paperwork is signed, and the main event for his first event is going to be AJ Styles, new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. I can't remember if IWGP is recognized as a world champion or what, but and he did win the IWGP heavyweight title. But like I say, the word going around is his first event, his first big event, main event's going to be AJ Styles and CM Punk.
Wow. That is going to be huge.
That's going to be huge, because not a lot of people know that CM Punk was TNA for a while.
That's right.
Back when TNA was at the Asylum in Nashville, and so it's going to be fun to see what Jeff Jarrett. I mean, I got a funny feeling that they're, no matter what happens with TNA and their TV issues, I pretty much see Global Force Wrestling. I think that's what Jeff Jarrett's calling it. They're going to be on a TNA. On a CMT, because they got Toby Keith as a backer, and he's got Nashville connections. So I see that being a CMT. So we may have three-way wrestling war again. So because WWE, TNA has already put the word out that they don't want their wrestlers taking pictures with Jeff Jarrett and any of his crew. So it's going to be fun to see what happens. Hey, I want to mention a couple of my sponsors real quick. Bion Apparel. If you're a band or a professional athlete and you want some great-looking T-shirts, we want to get a hold of Bion Apparel. You can find them on Facebook. They do some great stuff. And we also want to say thank you to Moxie Nutrition and Herbalife for being a supporter of the Greg Skrull Show. So if you're wanting to lose weight, you're wanting to get healthy, get some energy back, check out Herbalife. You can find them on the internet, or you can get a hold of me, and I can steer you in that direction. I've lost 30 pounds on Herbalife, and I got 20 pounds to go. So definitely has made a difference in my life. Brian Black and Saw Wrestling, got an event coming up. I believe they got an event coming up in Fort Smith.
May 24th.
What has happened to TCW?
Well, you know, I'm really not sure, Greg. I've talked to a couple of people, and Last I had heard, they said that they really couldn't give too much information, but they were saying just keep your eyes and ears open. I've heard there's supposed to be an event by 4th somewhere near Little Rock. I don't know if it's going to be like in Benton, like at the fairgrounds, like it was last year. I'm not sure about that. I've not heard anything, you know, about, you know, I know they had their big Mid-South Legend Fan Fest show down in Louisiana back in April, which I so sadly had to miss, and that just really broke my heart that I had to miss that. But I heard they had a great turnout for it. I heard it was really awesome. I don't know. I think you can still go to the Mid-South Legends website, because they were selling copies of the DVD and the T-shirts and the program that they actually sold there at the FanFest event. I don't know if those are still available or not. I haven't looked at their website lately.
Right. I mean, all the stories I've heard is that it was a great turnout. A lot of the old Mid-South legends showed up down there. I know Bobby Eaton was able to make it down. And I'm glad to see Bobby Eaton kind of, you know, he had that scare there. He was in the hospital there for a long time, but I'm glad to hear and see that Bobby Eaton get back up on his feet. So that's good stuff right there.
Yes,
Bobby Eaton's always been another one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like Bobby. He's a great guy. He's a really great guy.
So anyway, you know, I'm hoping, you know, I thought TCW had something good going on there. So hopefully they're going to get things back up and running, and you know, bring some great wrestling back to Fort Smith, Little Rock, Russellville, Springfield, all the areas that they have been running,
Clarksville,
that they were running there, and they had some great stuff going on. So.
Well, I know Brian Black's show, May 24th, it's at the, I believe it's called the Summit Church on 50th and North O in Fort Smith, there inside their gymnasium. I'm not sure of the time. I've not seen a lot of information about that. I just know the date is May 24th is what I've heard, so it was what I've been told.
Cool. Been a while since I've been able to go down and hang out with Brian Black and the boys. Hopefully, be able to fit something in there and get that in my schedule, and maybe make a cameo appearance.
I do know of a couple more wrestling shows in Chewy, Oklahoma, tomorrow night. Native American Wrestling at the Chewy Community Building. You can find Native American Wrestling on Facebook. I know they've got a show tomorrow night. UWE has a show at Tahlequah at the Sequoia High School Gym there in Tahlequah. They've got one tomorrow night as well.
Cool. So there you go, wrestling fans. I mean, there's some great independent pro wrestling going on in this area, so... You know, look it up on the internet. Get on Facebook. A lot of these promotions promote their events on Facebook, so get on there and check it out. We're going to have to give Granny Hulkster one of the 3 days, because in case everybody hasn't heard, starting next week, we are going to be going live for a full hour, 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Starting at going 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. So we're going to have to designate. We're going to have a death match about this and decide which day we're going to devote to professional wrestling. Because there's just too much stuff going on right now. WWE, TNA, and Jeff Jarrett's Global Force Wrestling is just around the corner. That's going to be getting started soon. So there's going to be plenty of stuff to talk about. So, like I say, me and Granny Hulkster, we're just going to have this little death match here and just decide what day we dedicate.
That sounds funny.
See what day we dedicate to wrestling. Granny Hulkster, I appreciate you, darling. We got a little under 5 minutes left in the show today. Like I say, this has been a good week. We've been running our doing our trial runs, making sure everything's going to work right like it's supposed to. And then starting Monday, we go at it hard and heavy. Like I said, I briefly want to mention the NFL draft last night. Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, ended up in Cleveland. How about that?
Wow.
So he fell big time. I mean, he didn't even go in the top 10. I mean, Dallas didn't even pick him up. And that was one of the, big teams that were on the talks that they were going to get Manziel, bring him in, start grooming him to back up Romo. So word has it that former Arkansas Razorback Ryan Mallett is going to be traded to Houston Texans. Maybe that'll be a good start for Ryan. You know, he's been up there in New England. He's been backing up Tom Brady. So, you know, hopefully he's going to get down there in Texas, might be able to show what he can do, and maybe get this thing going. You know, I was kind of hoping I can't say that. I don't want anybody to end up in Oakland because Oakland is football hell. If you go to Oakland, you better make sure you have plenty of life insurance because last I remember, they had no protection for their quarterbacks or their running backs. That's why Darren McFadden kept getting hurt and keeps getting hurt because they just have nobody back there to block and protect for him. So, anyway, that's football for you. NFL draft was yesterday. I can't even remember who the first pick was, so I ain't even going to make it.
I can't either because I didn't even watch it, really. I didn't get to see it. Real quick, Greg, I'd like to mention something for all the Blog Talk listeners out there. You know, Terry Pantera, you know, he took over doing our radio show, and we were calling it Between the Ropes for a short time. Well, fans, the show is still going to be on Sunday nights at 10 p.m., but we have a new name starting this Sunday night, 10 p.m. Central Time on Blog Talk Radio. Please join Terry Pantera, the host of our new title of our show, On and Beyond the Mat.
Cool. There you go.
And,
you heard it right.
And that call-in number, you know, anybody can go and search it on Blog Talk Radio. But, you know, the call-in number for that show is 760-454-1131. We do a 30-minute show every Sunday night. I kind of run the switchboard for Terry. We didn't have our show last week because I had a death in my family and I had to be out of town. So, Terry and myself and another good friend of Terry's by the name of Cole Crittenden, who's kind of been helping us out with the show and everything, they came up with a new name while I was out of town. So I'm looking forward to the new title, so, and the new show. So it's still going to be the same show, just new title.
Well, there you go. Good job right there. Make sure you check them out. And, of course, you can always look them up on Facebook. I believe they'll be passing out some information on there so you can keep track of Terry Pantera.
We are trying to get a Facebook page for that set up for that show, actually. We're in the process of doing that.
Cool. Well, all right, Granny Hulkster. Well, hey, darling, I appreciate you calling in. It's Friday. The weekend is here. So we're going to – don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you're an MMA fan and you want to see some good action, Cartoons, Springfield, Missouri, tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock. It's an outdoor event. I am manning up. I am going to go ahead and wear the tux. I was kind of wavering on what to wear, but I just decided I'm going to man up and just wear the tux. Be a good little boy like I'm supposed to and do what I enjoy doing best, and that's announcing some great fights. So, Granny Hulkster, we love you, darling. You know you can call in anytime right here on the Greg Skrull Show. But as of right now, we are hitting the road. It's the weekend, and we will see you Monday, 3 p.m., Block Talk Radio and the Greg Skrull Show.
Have a great weekend, everybody.